Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission and the Expansion Arts Fund of the Maine Community Foundation. Today's poem is It's August by the late Vermont poet David Budbill. David was the author of 10 books of poems, as well as novels, plays, short stories, and a libretto for opera. His last book of poems, Tumbling Toward the End, was published posthumously in 2017. For many years, David lived in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont. There's much in common between our states. About his writing, he said, "I've got a sense of humor, and it always comes through. Any more than that, I cannot say." It's August by David Budbill. It's August, and all I can think about is what it will be like after Labor Day. Think of it, soon, nothing to do, nowhere to go, nobody to see. Oh, just think of it. All that emptiness into which I can pour whatever it is I might want to see and say. Emptiness, blessed emptiness. Then a little voice says, "But when I get it, I don't know what to do with it, and then I wish I didn't have it." That was It's August by David Budbill. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Schutten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems From Here is produced by Jonathan Woodward. The music is by Chris Moore. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.